Hi everyone, it's Jason and welcome to the JC Weather Podcast. It's Sunday, April 28th, and we had a much warmer day, although we did have a good deal of high cloudiness around. Temperatures were still pleasant, well into the 70s, and much milder than they had been last week. Now, right now, Sunday evening, we do have a trough moving through, and that's touching off some scattered showers and thunderstorms. But those will be out of the area in the next few hours, and we're going to see temperatures only settle to about 60 degrees. So if that's the case, temperatures are going to have a good launch pad tomorrow. So we are looking for at least the potential for a very warm day, but we do have some spoilers to look out for. It's going to be warmer, as is often the case, the further west you go. So going to have to keep our eyes on a backdoor cold front that's going to be making its way through during the course of the day, but hopefully that'll be slow enough that we do get at least a warm midday. We're also going to watch an upper-level shortwave with a few showers and thunderstorms late in the afternoon as this ridge starts breaking down. And then really after Monday, this is kind of a one-hit wonder. It's not chilly like last week, but we are going to be cooler Tuesday through Friday than we will be on Monday. We're also going to be watching another frontal system for the midweek that's going to keep things a little unsettled. So for Monday, I'm going to call it mostly cloudy. Going to be very warm, especially in New York City. We'll be optimistic that we get into the low 80s, depending on the timing of the backdoor cold front and the wind shift. But as you head to the immediate South Shore, or especially further north and east and across eastern Suffolk, temperatures could very well be only in the low 60s. Now, we've got about a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms for the five boroughs in Nassau after 5 p.m. It's more like a 20% chance out in Suffolk, where we're going to have that marine influence. So anything coming east will be weakening quickly. Now, as we go into Tuesday, we'll call it mostly cloudy. We'll have a few showers around in the morning. Highs are going to be just in the upper 60s, so especially for New York City, it's going to feel much cooler on Tuesday as the east wind really freshens up. And Tuesday night, we might see a couple of showers and thunderstorms overnight with lows in the low 50s. Wednesday, we're going to do more of the same. We'll call it mostly cloudy. We've got about a 30% chance of showers, and we'll see highs in the upper 60s and have lows in the low 50s. Now, Thursday and Friday, at least, look like they're going to be dry. We'll call Thursday partly sunny, mostly cloudy. We'll be in the upper 60s, though, and we'll fall back into the mid-50s. Friday, we'll do it again. We'll be a couple degrees warmer, partly sunny, highs in the low 70s. And Friday night, we'll fall back into the upper 50s. Little early to get a handle on next weekend right now, but it is looking unsettled. Now, we have been having a lot of severe weather in the midsection of the country. We've been in this omega block type pattern, and we've had two upper lows really in tandem moving through the midsection of the country with this transitive ridging in the east and another upper low well to our north and east. So far, we've had nearly just Thursday, we had 100 reports of severe weather, and that touched off a long stretch that went through the weekend. So, in Colorado, in the town of Akron had a land spout, believe it or not. Also, last night, the town of Sulphur, Oklahoma. You can see the drone footage of it. It is wild. This tornado threw a UPS truck. Really was terrible. And there is going to be some more of this tomorrow. And this has been going on, as I said, since Thursday. So, again, this is the season for it, but we've had some very active days. We also broke records in Omaha, Nebraska for the most severe thunderstorm warnings issued in a single day. Another thing that was interesting about this outbreak is how far west the storms started. So we might see a shower or thunderstorm here during the course of the week, but all in all, nothing like what's been going on in the midsection of the country, fortunately. Also in Iowa, there was a state trooper who got caught up in a tornado that ripped the windows off a car. That was also some of the more extreme imagery. So pray for everyone in the midsection of the country. We may very well get to 80 degrees in a few parts of the region tomorrow, but it's going to be the exception more so than the rule, especially the further north and east you go. I'm Jason, and thank you for listening. You can find out more by going to jcmeteorologicalservices.com, on Facebook at JC Weather NYC on Long Island, and on Patreon at JC Weather.